Hello, it's Paul O'Mahony and welcome to the voting booth. I'm standing here looking at two long voting cards, pieces of paper with photographs of candidates on it in the local elections in Ireland. A pink piece of paper, and that has Cork County Council. I live in the county of Cork, and I'm voting for members of Cork County Council. I'm actually voting for a particular electoral area there called Cove, C-O-B-H. Right, I've got a load of candidates to vote for, and I'll come on to the European elections in a minute. How many have I got to vote for? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I've got 13 candidates ahead of me, and of those 13 candidates, only two are women. So only two women on the ballot paper for... I've only got an opportunity to vote for 2 out of 13, which is just ridiculous. I'm actually going to vote for both of the women. No question about it. I don't know anything about their politics, but I am voting for the women. I have voted for one person first. I won't say who, although I did nominate him for the elections, and he is from the Labour Party, and his name is Noel Costello. And in Ireland you get to vote for people in order of preference. So I put one in the opposite the photograph of the candidate of my choice, two, and I carry on. And to be truthful, I know nothing about the rest of them. So I've gone one, the guy I nominated, two and three to the women, and all the rest I'm going to decide on the grounds that anyone but Fianna Fáil. So I'm going to not vote Fianna Fáil. So I'm going to simply go 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So I'm voting 12. I'm afraid of spoiling my vote, so one Fianna Fáil person has got a vote for me. Okay. Now I'm turning to the European elections. And here I've got 9, 12, I've got 15 candidates, and 3, 4, 5. I've got 5 women, so 33% of the candidates I have available to me are women, and I'm only going to vote for women. I've decided I'm only voting for women. None of them will actually ever connect with me. No matter what happens, they won't be reporting back from Brussels, keeping me in touch with the debates. They generally, people who get elected to the European Parliament are usually pretty hopeless at keeping in touch with me. I can't remember a single one of these people filling me in on what I did. So I'm just going to vote for the women. Okay, that's the women done. Now I'll vote for the men. That's 5 women voted for. I'll follow the same principle, I think. No, I won't. I'll abandon the principle. There's no party politics over there in Europe that I know anything about. So I'm going to go 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Right, that's a very easy way of voting. Yeah, I'm my biggest overwhelming interest in politics, in democratic politics, in parliamentary politics, is to get equalised the gender balance in the making of legislation. So that's my little bit done for the cause. So I'm folding up the pieces of paper. I hear there's a bit of controversy about people taking selfies anyway, I'm going back home in a second now, so I think that's quite enough. Let me just post the vote. Post the vote. Thanks very much. All the best. Bye. That's it. Off we go. I'm very civilized. I remember in the UK being the difference between the two countries for me. Oh my God! I voted for you.
Thank you very much.
I gave you a number one.
You're very good.
I did. I gave 9 other people a number one. A joke. Hey, Noel, good luck. Good luck. Wow, what a sheer bit of chance there. What a bit of chance. Anyway, in the UK, my memory of elections is that outside the voting area, were people who were actually taking polls, asking you what way you voted, and they were feeding all these into their tallies to work out who was winning and everything like that. In other words, here you go in. You would not know there was an election on if you look at the school. I'm in St. Joseph's National School, Riverstown, in Glanmire. Lovely big school. Some of my good friends' children go to school here. My own doesn't. But anyway, the point about this is that you wouldn't know there was an election on. And when you come out, you wouldn't. There'd be nobody outside asking you, how did you vote? And maybe my memory is defective, but the whole of political life was very much more energetic, is my memory of the UK in contrast with Ireland. Obviously, it's not I'm not judging, I'm just saying that it was very different, the political system. So that's it, there's the vote done. The secrecy of the ballot box has been, exposed or opened up. But anyway, it's my right to tell anyone I like who I vote for and who I don't vote for. And I reckon I have the right to reveal the criteria I use. If I wasn't motivated by the highest purpose of, let's get the laws in the country made equally by men and women, I would look more into the details of the issue. Who's the best local representative? Who's done the best job over the last year in keeping me in touch with the issues, seeking out my opinion and all that? But because I have a stronger interest in the gender balancing cause, I'm going to let that override everything. My view on Europe is very simple. I'm totally in favour of Europe. I don't belong to, the sceptics in relation to the European Union. I consider it to be a magnificent project. I mean, I can say how I would improve it and all that sort of thing, but I stand four square in favour of moves towards, certainly a harmonious Europe. A United States of Europe wouldn't bother me at all. In fact, I have to put it more positively. I look forward to the day, and it's nearly come already, actually, in which I can go around Europe without any passport. In fact, that hasn't happened. I still have to have a blooming passport. But anyway, I don't want to have a passport, but I'm going to have a passport. That's kind of it. I'd prefer to be able to go around like they can in the United States and in Canada. You don't need a passport to go from one state to another. Each state has got its own distinctiveness. Anyway, look, I don't intend to engage anybody, even myself, in political debate about this. I'm just very pleased to have voted and tickled by the synchronicity or something of the arrival of Noel Costello walking in to cast his vote, as I was walking out, when I actually, signed his nomination paper weeks and weeks ago. I do hope he gets elected. I mean, he's ever such a good, decent human being. And if I hadn't nominated him, I'd have given my number one preference to a woman. What I forgot to find out was exactly how many seats there are up for grabs. However many candidates there were, what happens here in Ireland is that there are
plenty of seats to go around. It isn't a first-past-the-post system, which is ever so easy for people to understand, you know, that, well, we're all voting and we're only going to get one political representative out of it. But here in Ireland, you get a bevy, you get a whole clutch of them. And in my opinion, that has, you know, there's pros and cons to it. But one of the disadvantages is that you don't actually have one politician representing the whole local community. So I think it would be very interesting to have the job of electing one politician for the area. But that's too complicated a topic to, or too attractive a topic for me to get buried in. So as I drive past Glenmire, past trees, and see some youngsters walking along the road there, overhanging trees, lots and lots of deciduous trees, horse chestnut trees and beech trees and alder trees and ivy and all of these things. I mean, you can tell I'm a complete tree man. Well, not a complete tree man. I'm just a guy who loves a lot of trees and is lucky to live in an area where we do have a lot of trees. I ask you to please, please give a moment's thought for the people of Oklahoma in the United States, where my friend Becky McRae lives. They are having a ferocious drought, and it's not funny. It's absolutely awful, the lack of water that they have over there. And, you know, when we complain about water here in Ireland and getting too much rain, I have to say, when I think of what the people of Oklahoma are putting up with, my heart goes out to them. May the rains come to Oklahoma. May their crops be helped to grow. That's my mantra. Okay, all the best for now. Bye.